We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services. Welcome to the Date Podcast, the show for anyone navigating the dating and relationship world. We interview celebrities, talk pop news, discuss dating do's and don'ts, and debate relationship topics. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and review if you like what you hear. Check out our website, datepodcast.com, for more information. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hey, it's Zorik,
host of the Day Podcast, and we have another fun show for you guys today.
What the hell is that? Did you hear that?
No, again?
Yeah, some dog. Yeah, we have a great show. We're so hyped. Right?
Right? I'm drinking vodka today.
Oh, are you? We are going to talk about more quarantine things.
Please, don't quarantine.
Emma loves talking about quarantine. She loves this topic.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite subject. I'm not going stir crazy at all.
Of course not. So, the title is cut off on my paper. What's the title?
Okay, hold on. I gotta get it.
You need to do your homework. That's what you need to do. Get your
print. I'm doing everything It's called Dating Over Zoom? Don't be surprised if those online sparks fizzle in person.
I think that's a misleading title, because the content of this article has to do with it, but not really.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about news. We'll talk about... I'm alive, Emma. I thought that I got corona from somebody.
From a friend.
And, Thursday, I was going crazy. I was like, Emma, guess what happened?
No, you didn't call me Thursday. I think you called me Monday.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, it was Monday. Memorial Day, right? I think.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy how you gotta. So I got a text the day before. Maybe the day before. No, I called you Tuesday because I got a text Memorial Day, I think.
Okay.
And I got a text saying, hey, my friend, I went to this party and my friend was exposed to or thinks he's sick. He's not sure if it's coronavirus. And then I met these friends 4 days before this. And so I'm having to tell my friends, hey, you might be sick. Just let me know. Gosh, it's like catching something, catching some disease and having to contact trace and tell everybody that, hey, I have this thing and I have to, let me just let you know that I have it.
You probably didn't, but did you, it reminds me of the Sex and the City episode. I think Miranda, what does Miranda get? I think it was Miranda. She gets chlamydia or gonorrhea or something.
Yeah.
She gets an STD basically.
Uh-huh.
And so she is calling everyone that she has had sex with. And it's hey, just FYI, I got this STD. So go get yourself tested as well. And one of the guys was yeah, I know. He's why are you calling me about it?
Oh, because he had it?
Because he had it. He was I know. He's I'm probably the one that gave it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's just it's interesting that we're also kind of doing those same things. We have to call people and we're hey, just FYI, I was in contact with someone that may or may not have had it. And now you need to be careful.
It's ridiculous. But it has, because I was kind of gung-ho about going out. But it has made me think twice. And now I'm should I go out or should I just stay home and watch The Flash or some show?
Yep.
Now I'd rather just stay home. Right. Because.
Kind of scared yourself?
Yeah. Because over the weekend, I went to, guess where? Mi Casino. Obviously, because of their salsa. And it was off, you know, not Highland Park, Highland Village or something, you know, the rich area over here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, it was great to sit down at a restaurant and eat chips and salsa. And we had some mojitos and margaritas. It was amazing.
I have like envy. I don't have envy of your scare, but I have envy of the fact that like you ventured out already.
Yeah. And I felt pretty safe, mainly because there was nobody there. It was just literally, I don't know, five other tables out of a restaurant that can fit 50. So yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy. But it felt good to be out. It felt good to eat and drink, and I felt freedom. Now it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Friday, like I went to Bath and Body Works because I needed a candle and I needed soaps.
Did you know they're closing down?
Sanitizer.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Well, so it seemed like I was reading and it looks like they're going to be closing like all the mall locations. They're going to keep all the ones that are like outdoor shopping, like in shopping centers, open.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is going to be like, I feel like the mall is going to be gone after this. Well, I have a feeling.
Are they closing down or are they filing for bankruptcy?
The mall?
No. Bath
and Body Works? I don't know. I didn't read in too much. I know that Tuesday morning I think they filed for bankruptcy.
Who goes to Tuesday morning? That's not... You so good at Tuesday morning.
I love Tuesday morning. Do you know how much crap you can find there?
Like, is it like a used store or something?
No. It's not. Like, everything's new, but it's like if it's so it's not closed, but it's like all home decor and like craft stuff. And so like if a store orders too much, like they sell it to like Tuesday morning, I think Tuesday
overstock
morning sells it to you.
Well, yeah. That's like Nordstrom Rack or something.
Right. Yeah.
Do you do that on Tuesdays? Because it's Tuesday. No. You go to Tuesday morning, and then after at happy hour, you go to Taco Tuesdays.
So on my like break from work, like when I would have like my lunch break for work, I would like go to Tuesday morning sometimes to like find like toys or stuff to like use in my playroom.
Oh yeah,
it was my lunch hour. Like I needed like an activity, like a new activity.
Mm-hmm.
So they always have like stuff on sale.
That's nice. Like what? What is? Give me one life-changing thing you purchased from Tuesday morning.
At Tuesday morning,
yeah.
I recently purchased.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
A little too early, huh? I just purchased this like tray, and it's all glass that I put on like my coffee table to like hold my candles and like my remote, and it's like classy.
Okay, so it's more like a decor or a home type place.
I've also, like, I don't know if you remember, like, my apartment. I had, like, the white towels, like, the hand towels. I bought those at Tuesday morning. And those were fancy, too.
You made the biggest mistake moving out of that apartment, by the way.
I know.
Because I could park there for free and go to the games.
True.
Selfish. It's selfish reason, but.
It is selfish reason.
It is a good
but
spot.
But I allowed it.
It was a good spot.
It was a good spot.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go back. We'll see what happens.
Maybe. Maybe you will. Maybe you'll move in with... I don't know. Your friends.
I have so many.
Your friends, yeah. You do?
I do.
I didn't know that. I'm doing it before now.
Zork is like drinking wine, so I think he's starting to feel it a little bit.
Have you ever had a headache on just like the right side of your head? Just the right side. The right side only.
Are you stressed out?
No. Maybe because of the studio. A little bit. But no, just on the right side. Just like right. Like right. Like right.
I think that might be a stress headache.
Oh. You know, I'm saving so much money on cutting my own hair. Literally.
Are you?
Literally, I spend $40 each week on hair. And now I spend zero.
Zorik, you already had like no hair.
Wait a second, I have hair.
How did you like spend $40 on like a haircut that like you couldn't even tell you had a haircut? No.
you're fucking lying to me. You could tell. Don't say that. Don't say that. Obviously, I can tell myself, but You see me like every freaking week. You should be able to tell. No? You don't? I pride.
My hair was just naturally that short.
I pride myself on my hair, and now I'm doing it myself.
Well, good for you.
I think I'm going to stay doing it myself because it's just cheaper.
I am not. I'm actually getting my hair done next week, and I'm very excited.
I mean, I can do your hair. I can try.
No.
I'll watch a YouTube extensions. Video. Oh, I can't do that.
I'm doing unicorn extensions.
Oh, that's so weird.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be amazing. All right. So, the news. Zorik, even as, like, maybe a teenager or a 20-year-old, did you watch cartoons?
Of course.
Okay. So, super excited because I, like, did you ever watch Phineas and Ferb?
No. What is that?
Okay. Oh, it's, like, a really funny, like, Disney show. Like,
I watch, like, so, black and white cartoons, like the Looney Tunes. Yeah. Go ahead. That's show.
All right, old man. Well, I got news for you. So Phineas and Ferb is this show about this, like, blended family. So Phineas and Ferb are stepbrothers, and they have an older sister. And so they, but, like, they, it's always about in the summer, right? So it's, like, all the shenanigans have to get into the summer. So, again, this is a cartoon. And it is, like, it always made me crack up because Candace, like, the sister, would always be like, Mom, you know what Phineas and Ferb are doing? And, like, and then it was, like, the plot thickened because then there was, like, an evil villain that was, like, trying to ruin the world. And they had, like, a pet platypus that, like, was a secret agent that was fighting against the evil genius. Like, it was just, it was, a, it's a really funny cartoon. And, like, I think about it all the time because it really made me laugh. Anyways, the purpose of this is that they're going to come out with a movie for Disney Plus, and I will be watching it.
Is it going to be good? Is it going to be good?
I hope so, because the show was really funny, and they, like, had lots of catchy songs. Like, the show ended in 2015, and so it was really good.
You know, fun fact about myself, I did not watch cartoons because I wanted to grow up faster. So that's why when I was a kid, I'd rather watch, like, other shows, like real adult shows, right?
No, I still watch, I love watching cartoons.
Yeah. But I wasn't into, like, The Simpsons or, like, King of the Hill or... What else did people watch back in the day?
Like, I like The Simpsons. The Simpsons always made me laugh. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what else is on Netflix that I started watching and my sister was making fun of me for watching it, but I didn't care?
What?
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a cartoon. That's, like, a...
But it's like, you know, it's from the 90s. It's, like, nostalgic.
I used to have the biggest crush on the Pink Ranger.
I believe it.
Oh, my gosh. But she's, like, the only woman. Isn't she the only woman?
No. Trini, the Yellow Power Ranger, was also a girl.
Wait a second. There's two girls in the Power Rangers?
Yeah, the Yellow Power Ranger was a girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I bet you can't even name all the Power Rangers.
Donatello?
Like, their real names, not, like, their, like... Red Power Ranger, not that.
I don't even know, but I told you I didn't watch it. I watched, like, a few.
So Jason was the Red Power Ranger, Tommy was the Green Power Ranger, Billy was the Blue Power Ranger, Zach was the Black Power Ranger, Kimberly was the Pink Power Ranger, and Trini was the Yellow Power Ranger.
Can you name... What's another one? Can you name the cast on Saved by the Bell?
No, because I never really watched that show.
Zach Morris, Kelly Kapowski, Screech Powers,
I know
Jesse
Mario
Spano.
Lopez.
No, that's his real name.
Oh.
Something Belding, and I think that's it. Oh, Lisa something. Turtle, Lisa Turtle. Bam.
Bam.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
Okay.
Go. Continue.
Alrighty. So, And all this madness, right? A lot of like people are breaking up and marriages are ending.
Emma, The Office cast, go.
Michael Scott, Pam Beasley, Angela. Oh my gosh.
You can't, you go to trivia every week.
First names or last name? I can't. I just remember her as Angela Kinsey.
Okay.
But that's her. That's her real name, not her like. Oh my gosh.
First names are fine. First names are fine. Go ahead.
But I don't know if Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, Kevin, Creed, Meredith, Ryan, Stanley, Phyllis, Dwight, Jim, and then Toby, Ryan, Kelly. And then Daryl. And then from the newer seasons, it was Aaron. Plop.
I don't remember him.
I don't remember those.
Okay.
I remember the newer characters.
Okay.
And Jan and David Wallace.
There you
and
go.
And Charles Minor. And Joe.
Okay,
and
go Gabe. Ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So a lot of marriages are like, you know, ending and all of this. So it wasn't like it was surprising that they broke up, but it wasn't surprising like when a couple is breaking up. So Julianne Hough, if you guys remember her from Dancing with the Stars, and Brooklyn, a hockey player, are separating.
Really? Julianne Hough? She had a brother who's also on the same show, right?
Derek Huff.
Do you know that song? It's Dancing with the Stars theme song. Come on.
Oh, okay. So they have this joint statement saying, "We have lovingly and carefully taken the time we have needed to arrive at our decision to separate. We share an abundance of love and respect for one another and will continue to lead with our hearts from that place. We kindly request your compassion and respect for our privacy moving forward." So they got married in 2017, but have been together since 2013.
So sad. I think I had a crush on her too. Like,
yeah, she's really pretty.
Like, this was like 15 years ago, right? When she just came on the scene, like she just started the dancing.
I don't know if you've ever seen Burlesque. It's on Netflix too right now with Cher.
Mm-mm.
Gosh, I love Cher. And Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera is like really like hot in this movie, by the way. Like, she's super hot. But Julianne Hough is in this movie too, and she's a brunette, and she is like unrecognizable. Like, I didn't know it was her if it wasn't for the fact that like her name appears on the credits. She's a really good dancer. Anyways, nice. They're split up. Kind of sad.
That is really sad. I mean, yeah. it's there's a lot of bachelors out there for her. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
She will find somebody in, let's say, like 2 or 3 months if she's not dating anybody already. Right.
Yeah.
Because you know how it is sometimes.
So it's rumored.
See.
Rumored.
See.
The rumor is that she's hanging out with Ben Barnes.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I should probably look that up, but I didn't.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're gonna move on to like a really weird story, which kind of like. I rolled my eyes at, and I was like, I don't talk about this, and I was like, I do want to talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
So I've never heard of this person until the whole, like, she named her baby a really weird name fiasco that I spoke about, like, a few weeks ago.
Oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah, and her name is Grimes. So she's a singer with music, and I, like, listened to it, and it wasn't.
That's not her real name. What's her real name?
I don't know.
It's probably like Sarah Jackson. Just like some regular name.
A very regular name. Yeah. Grimes has recently announced that she is hosting an online art exhibition that's titled Selling Out, where she is going to sell a piece of her soul.
That is funny. So wait a second. So once you buy the piece of her soul, like, does it come in like a box? Does she deliver it to you? Is it like a signature or like a certificate?
Maybe she just breathes on you for like 5 minutes.
That is hilarious. Is she for real?
Oh, I don't know. It just sounds stupid, right? Like, I'm just going to say, it sounds stupid.
It's funny.
Really stupid.
Is she a comedian? Because that's like something a comedian would do.
And so she, she initially set the price at $10 million.
Damn. What's it at now?
And then changed it to the best offer.
Oh my gosh.
So she said, I didn't want anyone to buy it. So I said, we should just make it $10 million and then it probably won't sell.
So what's the best offer for my soul? Is that basically what she's asking?
I guess.
I think that's kind of like also embarrassing. Like, what if someone puts like something really low?
Right.
Like a can of Cheeto, a can of...
She can deny it, right? So if somebody's like, I'm only going to bet like a penny on it, she can be like, no, because it's not the best offer, right?
So the question is, what is the best offer? Is it like a cheese steak? Is it my favorite socks? Is it a Wayfair TV stand that I couldn't get to work? I don't know.
That you want for your studio?
Yeah, I don't know. What could it be? Anyways.
Oh my gosh. So apparently she's also like selling prints, photographs, and other artistic
of her soul
on online exhibit.
Of her soul? Of her soul?
No, it's not of her soul. So
like her shoes. Maybe she's talking about like the sole of her feet.
Oh god. Okay. Even that is like would be painful. But it says S-O-U-L, not S-O-L-E.
Oh, if you had a foot fetish, people would buy that. Obviously you do not have one, but go ahead.
Again, I don't really know her music, but it says that she has created the artwork for her album covers. And so it makes sense that she would be selling her artistic work in this exhibit as well. Yeah. I don't know who would buy her soul. I don't know who would want to buy her soul.
It's probably a bit.
Why would want to own someone's soul? It could totally be a bit. Yeah. Totally, 100%. But it's just, it makes you kind of kind of look at it like, what the F? Like, seriously?
I know.
Yeah. Would you ever consider even selling your soul, Zorik?
If I was desperate. Who knows? I think I sold it already. I just don't remember. I was probably drunk. Yeah.
Probably drunk.
Mm-hmm. What does this sound like
here?
Movement, like beat.
Is that her music?
Like, I don't hear anything. Sounds like a little electric pop-ish. What do you think?
I'm gonna just drink my Moscow Mule. Excuse me.
Okay, let's try a different one. Maybe she has a good one here. Let's see. It's from... Yeah? No?
It's just not my taste.
Actually, I can see Elon Musk jamming out to that for sure.
Yes, I do too, actually.
Yeah.
He's another weird, just weird.
I don't know if you've been watching, but he's trying to launch a space ship or spaceman into the, and it keeps raining and shit like that. So it got canceled and it's scheduled for tomorrow.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Because wasn't he like the kind of like Z-bag that decided to like put a Tesla in like a spaceship or something? And or like a satellite and just have it like going around the earth or something.
That's his company, SpaceX.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was kind of like a D-bag about it.
I mean, I would do it, but
like, you're like, okay, we're not, I'm not going to get into it because whatever.
Okay. All right. What's next?
All righty. That's it. That's all I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about what?
We're talking about, like, what's going to happen to all of you're you guys listening to the who are probably, like, doing online dating.
Uh-huh.
And then you meet them in person. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, gosh, Emma, it's more this article is more scientific than I thought it would be.
You're the one that approved it.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
So what is she talking about? So she's talking about how it's we're all quarantining and everyone's dating over Zoom. And
right, that it's basically like we've been in our own like kind of version of like love is blind, except for the fact that like we can like see each other through like, you know, FaceTime or just I don't know what other like Zoom
protests, protests.
What's that?
Ugh, nothing. Go ahead.
I thought you, oh my gosh, I thought you were saying it was like a video platform.
Oh, no.
I've only heard of Zoom and WebEx and FaceTime.
No. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So,
gosh, that was such a blonde moment. I hate you for that.
Anyway, so she's talking about, you can have as many blonde moments as you want. This is a hard one. Cast of Game of Thrones. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
You got 60 seconds. 60 seconds. 60 seconds.
There's Ned, Caitlin, Rob, Arya, Bran, John, oh my gosh, Sansa Fierce, the Lannisters, oh my gosh, Tywin, Tyrion, Jaime, Cersei, Joffrey, Robert Baratheon, Stannis Baratheon. Oh my gosh, what was the little one? I can't remember him. And then there was the Mountain, the Hound. Oh my gosh. I'm like blanking on all of them. That's all I got.
Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. All right. All right, go ahead. So,
how dare you put me on the spot?
So,
by the way, just want to put it out there that it's been like a year.
Since what?
It's been a year.
That was a great moment. The Arya moment.
The Arya moment was great, but I felt like, oh, okay, I'm just going to vent about it because I still feel like that moment like should have been really for Cersei and that Jon should have had the moment to kill the Night King.
Why
like,
was it so good?
Arya should have killed Cersei.
Pulled
off the face. Because she was pretending to be Jaime Lannister. Like, Arya deserved to kill Cersei. And the fact that, like, Cersei had, like, such a stupid death, like, still makes me so angry. What was the point of Jon being King of the North if he, you know, like, what was the point of it?
Okay. So she talks about muddled neurotransmitters. What she's saying is that, you know, when we go on a date, Emma, when you go on a date, let's say to the movies or you eat, you have these senses that you feel, right? The touch.
You get like butterflies.
Yeah, you can smell his or her musk. Believe it or not, women have musk. You can touch the hand. You can touch the hair, whatever you can touch. But when you're dating over Zoom, you're missing that. And she's saying that it's not just the communication and stuff we've been talking about that's important, but it's also the nonverbal stuff like touching. And because that increases your, what is this called? What is that called, Emma? How do you say this? Dopamine.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just add to that. So she like wrote a book, and so of course she's talking about her book, but she says that basically like, compatibility requires engaging all our senses, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if we are not able to, like, touch, taste, or smell a potential partner, then it's basically like we're flying around blind.
What do you mean by taste?
We're missing those things.
What do you mean by taste? Kiss?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hmm. But do people taste differently when you kiss them?
I think so.
You think so?
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So just fun fact. So it's going to get like really weird, but there's a point to it. And I promise you there's a point to it. So when moms breastfeed babies.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
The baby's saliva, okay, like, and alerts the mom's nipple, like, what's going on. And so, like, the breast milk then can transform itself to, like, give the child the nutrients that it needs or whatever, like, stuff it needs to, like, help them battle whatever they have. So just think about just, like, how powerful, like, a baby is just through their, like, saliva. That, like, it shows you that, like, when you're making out with a person, like, that's kind of, like, what's alerting you as well. Like, you're exchanging saliva. And so it's, like, basically, like, your saliva and their saliva are, like, telling you, like, something.
So you're saying that when a man kisses a woman, she could or she may be producing breast milk while you guys are making out.
I'm just saying, like, there's chemical, like, there's a chemical connection, like, happening you're making out.
Okay. Well, taste and then smell, right? Do you smell the person? Because I know guys and women and men that really get off on, like, smelling. We met somebody. I don't know if you met this person. But she was saying that if she had a weird feeling from his smell, she wouldn't date him. Like, do you know people like that?
Yes.
That's so weird.
But I feel like they're like, but I just feel like I do surround myself just like around guys that like always smell good. So.
Thank you. What? What? Okay.
So again, so these are the things that we're missing out, right? Like during Zoom dates. Mm-hmm. And so it's talking, you know, so this is really focusing on like the fact that when we start meeting in person, like we've made sort of like this emotional connection without like all of these like chemical things happening. Right. Mm-hmm. So like we are still experiencing like the butterflies, but then it's like meeting in person and like, are you going to be able to keep those butterflies? Because like, is your chemistry, like your legit like body chemistry, like matching and like sparking with each other, or is it going to fall flat?
Mm. Okay. So she also talks about, again, dopamine and then oxytocin. So, So dopamine is responsible for craving and desire, and oxytocin is what, Emma?
It's a sense of attachment, affection, and the epinephrine.
Okay, which boosts our heart rate and reduces stress. So lots of oxytocin. I feel like oxytocin also... can you get that from something like working out, or is that dopamine? Like dopamine you can get from working. I think we've talked about that in the past.
Mm-hmm. I feel like dopamine is like the feel good.
And there's also a decrease in serotonin, which can lead to obsessive thoughts and feelings about the other person. So what this is saying is, so there's three things, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. So you want to decrease that serotonin. But you want to increase that oxytocin and dopamine, and how you do that is the touching and the sense of smell and all that, right? Is that true? Okay.
But you can also get these things without it. But it's like it's sort of like meeting in person, sort of like makes it like stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It says here one study showed that people who report that they've just fallen in love have higher levels of serotonin, similar to patients suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right. Like, isn't it crazy, like, how much, like, our just, like, infatuation and, like, attraction to someone can, like, revert our behavior to, like, this very, like, I'm so in love with you. Mm. Like, why aren't you in love with me? Like, I just want to spend every day with you.
So, the new guy you're dating, Emma.
Oh, yes.
Do you feel that obsessiveness where you can't sleep, you can't eat, and all that? Do you feel like he's the one?
I would like to think that I'm not eating because of him, but it's because I am napping a lot more.
But have you ever felt like that? Like, oh, this guy is the one.
Yes. Not recently, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I slapped myself and knocked myself out of it.
What was his name? Was this in the past year?
I didn't tell you.
In the past year?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's interesting because I didn't know that when you feel like, oh, this person's the one, that it's just stupid serotonin. It's just a serotonin.
And that's what I tell myself. I'm like, nope, that's not you. That's just your brain being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving yourself a stupid girl brain.
Mm-hmm. You said it, not me. So a kiss can make or break it. What does she mean by that, Emma? They talk about the man's scent, which we've read so many studies about how, the blindfold studies where somebody smells like 7 shirts and, the person picks the shirt that smells the best to them or they're more attracted to or something. And then they take the shirts away and they line the guys up 7 in a row. And weirdly, the person picks that same guy that they liked the smell of their shirt. It's so weird how the human body kind of works.
So what's funny is that, like, in the office, I can't remember what it was. I know what had happened. So I think that Roy had just punched Jim for something, for finding out that, like, Jim had kissed Pam. And then Dwight has, like, a talking head on the show that's like, Pam will pick the man who sent closest resembles that of her father's. But it's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. I hear that a lot, too.
Uh-huh.
Right? We look for the parents in them or something.
Yes, because it's like that. Like, it gives you that safety and security. Like, that's what you're comfortable with. Like smelling.
Mm-hmm. And also, this is interesting. So 59% of men and 66% of women have broken off a budding romance because of a bad first kiss. Is that important to you, Emma?
I've had sloppy kisses before and I didn't kiss again.
Was it like two bumper cars just pushing up against each other?
It was like too much saliva. Like, swallow your own spit every once in a while. Like, I don't want to have to, like, do all the work.
It's better than, like, no saliva and, like, chapped lips, like sandpaper. That's terrible. Is that what if it's, like, the guy, but he just doesn't know how to kiss? I mean.
Then I might be able to push through it.
Okay. So, complicating matters, factors that typically grab our attention in person are less obvious to recognize in a witty profile or photo. Studies of online dating behavior reveal superficial features are correlated with the level of interest an individual receives.
So basically it's saying like women who have short hairs don't get
nose hairs,
much attention, short hair. Women don't get as much attention as men, like from men.
Why is that?
But like women who have like long straight hair, like men will give them more attention. Which again is one of the reasons why I do not wear my hair curly in photos. It's because I know this, and I know that because
you don't
want
to look attractive to men. You don't want to look attractive to men? Is that what you're saying? You don't want to
men, you guys prefer straight hair versus curly hair. And I'm very aware of this.
Okay. Do we?
Yeah. Like, you're okay if it's like the long, like the big curls that I'll do sometimes, you know, like where my hair is like still straight, like instead of like curly, curly. Like, I know this. So that's why my pictures are either with me like with like waves in my hair or like it's straight.
Who's a celebrity with curly hair? I can't think of any celebrities.
Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey used to have like really curly hair.
She started
straightening it out.
Mm.
Taylor Swift used to have really beautiful curly hair. Remember that back in the day? And then she started straightening it out. Hmm. And she said that she would never straighten out if a man had asked her to. And she still did. She betrayed us. Mm-hmm. I betrayed our kind too, so I can say that.
Her hair looks long and straight, so to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, it's really hard, right? It's because we know this about you guys, and so we tend to accommodate to your needs a little bit more.
Oh, so you're trying to fit a mold. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to conform.
For sure.
Okay. All right. So she concludes with what, Emma? Or what's our conclusion? Or her conclusion? Either one.
You know, she says that sometimes, she says that, you know, we are feeling a little bit more isolated, even with online dating. And so, you know, at least, quarantine has taught all of us to, take time to learn about each other. And kind of building that emotional connection with, these factors, but, kind of knowing that, again, when you meet in person, these are things that could still, break the relationship or break whatever it is that you're, having with this other person.
Yeah, because you can have the best conversation, even though you're within the city but never met, and all of a sudden you meet, and it doesn't work out. Or there's something missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always carry gum or mints or perfume with you.
And straighten your hair, right?
And straighten my hair.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's straight right now because it's an up, but it's a disaster. But you tend to see me with curly hair because I don't care what you think of me.
Yeah, that's true. So what does this say of people who meet online from a distance?
Like the 90-day fiance thing?
Yeah. How do you, because you've never met this person. And 90-day fiance and those that series is killing it, by the way.
Is it on Hulu?
You can find one of the series on Netflix. I think it's Marry at First Sight is the same like franchise.
Oh.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, I know some people in the past that they've dated people for meeting online, but they lived in different cities or countries. So it's just crazy. You spend 2 or 3 months getting to know this person or more, and all of a sudden you see this person and you meet for the first time, or the kiss is bad, or she doesn't smell, he doesn't smell right. That's a lot of wasted time.
See, and this totally reminds me. So I haven't seen 90 Day Fiancé, but I've seen the memes, so I feel like I know what's going on. And basically, it's this dude who's my height. And
that one guy, okay. He dates this Filipino or some.
Who's in her 20s, and he's in his 50s or his 60s. He lied about his height. He lied about his age. And
who doesn't?
Huh?
Go ahead. I said, who doesn't? Yeah,
go. I don't.
Okay.
And so, anyways, but that's everything that I've read, it always comes off he is super rude to her. And then she calls him out on the fact that you lied to me about all these things. And blah, blah, blah. I don't know if they're together or not. I don't think that they are just because of everything I've read.
I think this was around a year and a half ago when this came out.
So is it on Hulu? I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't know. I think, I don't know. I don't know.
Because then that's what I'll be watching tonight.
Okay.
How do I make numbers?
What did you learn from this, Emma? Anything?
It is on Hulu. Huh? What did I learn?
What did you learn? Put the remote down. What did you learn today?
I mean, I already know everything about everything, so I don't know why you asked me what I learned.
That's wrong. I learned that when you're online dating at this moment, don't look at it through rose-colored glasses, because you don't know you have not even been around this person, so you don't know how your body is going to react.
Yeah,
you haven't
seen them interact with waiters or waitresses or staff. Mm-hmm. They've only been catering to you.
Yeah, and it could be
catfish,
or when you first meet somebody, they're just trying to impress you, and you're trying to impress them, and they could be
right.
And then you go to a restaurant, and then you find out that this person does not like salsa from Mi Casino, and that is a freaking deal breaker, or she smells or something, or he smells, or who knows?
That would be the worst.
Or you find out like he has like 5 kids and he lied about it. I don't know. Whatever. Oh. Anyways.
Gosh, if he has 5 kids.
That's a lot. Oof. A lot of kids.
It's like The Sound of Music, but like, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. They had 5 kids in The Sound of Music, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, Emma?
No. I'm excited to watch Space Force, but they didn't have the season of 90 Day Fiancé on Hulu.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it too. So.
What, Space Force?
Yeah.
Or 90 Day Fiancé?
90 Day Fiancé. But I finished Too Hot to Handle. The one where they can't have any, like, they can't kiss.
Yeah. Was it stupid?
It was kind of stupid, but in a sense, like, you kind of know. Like, at the end, of course, there's, like, a couple of, there's 2 couples, right, that kind of, like, stay together throughout the show. And then I look online and they've broken up already. Oh, I think one got engaged, right?
One got engaged.
Yeah. Which I think she is, like, 10 years older than him. Right? I'm talking about the British guy and the Canadian woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about that couple?
They both deserve each other.
You look more like one of the Jesus type. You know, the Jesus guy? Yeah. That is like your type for sure. He looks like a mountain man. He's very spiritual.
Actually, yes. I love like a good hunter. Like I've dated hunters in the past and I love it. Like I love every minute of it. Mm. I love that you know how to handle a rifle and a gun and you shoot things and you kill them and then you bring them for me to cook. I love it.
There you go. Okay. Mm. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to The Date Podcast. Please subscribe and review if you liked what you hear. Send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com for any questions, comments, or show topics you'd like for us to discuss. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Most importantly, tell your friends about our show.